Okay, so what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara asks now on Rabbi Yechon. So you saw Rabbi Yechon cheat his mukalaki milayno le mishalim. He learns it out from the smichos of Eir Shasa and Avoy Mekanu. In fact, the Gemara, by Chayvul Nachaveroi, the Gemamunu Malkus, milayno mishalim milkalay loki. How does that seem with Rabbi Yechon? So the Gemara says, Maybe in a chanami. Maybe the mominus of chayvul b'chaveri, the chamisha dvarim of chayvul b'chaveri, is the only one that's no chiyuv malchus. But the mokum that there's a chiyuv malchus. Maybe Taka don't have to pay by chayvul b'chaveri. Mor says no, it can't be. But Amir Ami or Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon himself said that he called a kol shem b'shover puto loike. Echidom be idol asuve. Am I loike? Elav shita the asuve. But time is less b'shover puto. Is b'shover puto milayim shalom milkalei loki. So you see clearly the chayvul b'chaveri. Rabbi Yechon himself said that chayvul b'chaveri, even when there is malchus. But if there's a chiyuv mammon, then he's not like it. So the chiyuv mammon overrides the chiyuv malchus. So the answer is k'damar Rabbi Lo, b'feir shibs atayr is eidim zol b'tashlumen acharami, b'feir shibs atayr chayvul b'chaveir l'tashlumen. Just like by eidim zolim, there's a b'feir shibs atayr. So too by chayvul b'chaveir, there's a b'feir shibs atayr. But pshutu, the Gemara could have asked also from eidim zolim. The Gemara could have asked from eidim zolim first. We're asking Chayvul B'Chaveri, it brings Rabbi Law. Once we already have Rabbi Law, so we can't ask any more from Eidim Zayman. But Pshutu, the Chatchil, the Kash is from both from Chayvul B'Chaveri and from Eidim Zayman. Kach Pshutu. Rehechit mit Rabbi Law, Aho, Vidim on the Bishlein, Shachayv B'Chaveri, Messiah Mzuz. Vinim Tzu Zayman, Mim, Leikun U'Mishalim, Shalai Hashem HaMavi Elijay Makas, Mavi Elijay Tashlum Adivir Amer. V'chacham O'im, Kala Mishalim, Eno Leikun. And the Gemara over there in Makkah says, "My time. What's the reason for the Chachamim? Why do we say Kol Mishalim Eino Leike?" So the Gemara over there says, "Because of Kdeir Shosa." So this is also Kdeir Shosa Tikkadin, and here also it's also an exception. It's Kdeir Shosa, but it's not Leike Eino Mishalim, but it's Mishalim Eino Leike. So here we have these two exceptions: Chayvul B'Chaveri and Einim Zaymim. So Hachanami, Amar B'Lo B'Feir Shiftar Zaym Einim Zaymim Shlomen Heichan Rupsa Tayer. Let's see Rashi quickly. Says Rashi, Malchus Milay Sanya. Tashlumen bikasha zomam. The kaver the shnei shemay seim chayev al shneim. That's what Tosfos is going to discuss. What does this mean exactly? Because the shnei shemay, and if it wouldn't be shnei shemay, so what would be different? What does Rashi want? Neima kolaykle mishalim v'neidayne b'malkus ma'ishna moment de pshitulu yad v'yad the somach leilasoch sein chonefesh b'nefesh ken yinosin kasha itim dum ba'odim ken yinosin bay and so on. So let's see Tosfos. Shleishem mevila de malchus mevila de tashlumen. Pirush bekuntus. Mishum the moment of malchus also mitrei kroy. Malchus milaisane. Umamoin mivasis milay kasher zoma. That's fair as Rashi said. Bekosha. The kosha came. The aviksivu bechadko sheyilka v'yishalem. Sheyilka v'yishalem. Shoyolaykum v'yishalem. So, the Chorim is like this. Tosis lechatchila understood the Pshat and Rashi. Tosis Rosh, I think, is a little bit more explicit. Tosis lechatchila understood the Pshat and Rashi is that Reb Meir holds your loike mishalim. Reb Meir doesn't hold them there, denies Kdeir Shosu, and he holds your loike mishalim only when the Malkus and the Tashlumen are said in different psukim, far away from each other. Like over here, where it says Leisana, it's a totally different Parsha than the pasuk of Kasha Zama. But if the Chiyah Malkus and the Chiyah Mammon would be in the same pasuk, maybe separate statements in the same pasuk, but if they would be said in juxtaposition, one next to the other, the Chiyah Malkus together with the Chiyah Mammon in one pasuk, so then Reb Meir would agree that you're like Kaveinu Mishalim, or you're Mishalim Eino like either way. But Akoponim, then Reb Meir would agree that we say Kaveinu Shasa. That's how Tosfos lechatchila understood Rashi. And which Tosfos asks that the Svarah is the Chaket. Svarah is the other way around. The svara is that if it's said in the same pasuk, so the Torah is being megala, you get both. If the Torah says the Malchus in one parasha and Momon in another parasha, so I could say maybe there's no gilui over here. There's a chiyuv Malchus, there's a chiyuv Momon. Maybe the chiyuv Momon is only when it's not shayach Malchus, like the Moshul, when there's no hasra. There's no gilui. The Torah is saying this that we not this, you know, that you could get both at the same time. You get Malchus sometimes, you get Momon sometimes. Kansh Yisuba, Kansh Lo Yisuba, let's say. But if they're said in the same pasuk, if anything, that's a gilui that you should be able to get both. So what's Rameh saying? Shlo Yishem Aviyah. Because they're not said in the same pasuk, therefore you could get both. And if they would be said in the same pasuk, then for sure you'll get both. So Rameh is saying, Rameh Lachar is, the Svar will be not the just the opposite of what Rameh is saying. Miu. It's hard to know what would Taka be shot in such a Svar and Rashi. I mean, I'm not sure that we're obligated to defend it. Tais can say now a different shot in Rashi. Tais says this Taka makes no sense. Well, maybe this having a shot in the Rashi would be that if it's said in the same pasuk, Kilu Torah is saying one or the other. You know, when they're said together, Kilu Torah is saying it's either or. They're said far apart, so you get both. But if it's said together, Kilu it's either or. Maybe that was having in the Rashi. Or maybe Taka makes no sense. L'maisa Tosha says it doesn't make any sense. So as far as I can, to the extent that it's said in the same pasuk, there's a Gili should be able to get both. Yeah. We see getting if they're in the same pasuk. So then, maybe such a thing. Umiu Shemi is the farash the pirsha kuntis. Taisa says maybe we could be mekayim Rashi's pshat. Mishum the mamon umalkis also mitrei koi. Since mamon umalkis are two different pasukim. Ein lanu levatel pasuk echad legamrei ulakayim ha'acher. But if they would be coming out of the same, here it doesn't say the same pasuk, but out of the same chiyuv, out of the same words. So what's Tais saying? Tais is now is imputing to Rashi that Shem over here, the Chatzchila Tosis thought Shem means a pasuk. If you have two statements in the same pasuk, that's called the Shem Echad. Now he's changing that. And he's saying, Shem Echad here means not stam that they're in the same pasuk. Being in the same pasuk, that's not a, if anything, that's more reason to get both. Shem Echad means that it's the same V'yasisim Lekash Zomam, if it would be Mechayev, what, Tuchiyubim. It's more than one pasuk. It's one dibur. V'asisim Lekash Zomam lasses la'ochet. In a case where V'asisim, in other words, when you Tais has even this, in a case where Kashazomim itself is a Mechayev Momon Umalkus, how could Kashazomim itself be Mechayev Momon Umalkus? Yidamon Abishlein is Shaitzi Shem Ralishtoi. Mechayev Shem is Chayev Momon Umalkus. So now Kashazomim is going to be Mechayev the Momon Umalkus. Says Tais, Rashi is saying over here, Rashi learning up Pshat and Rameir, that in a case like that, Rameir would agree that we say Kedei Rishosu, he can't be like the Mishalim. He'll only get one and not the other. Presumably he'll get Malchus in that moment. Because since both of them are coming out of Kashazomam, so it's not like the Mishal. But where the Malchus and the Momon come from two different places, from two different Shemus, again, Shem here now just means two different statements in the Torah. So then Rameir holds that you get both. Because it says Tosfos because ein lanu levatel pasuk echad legamrei ulakayim ha'acher. It's too, when the shmalkas and the moment come from two different psukim in the Torah, two different shemus. Tosfos calls that. So then we say ein lanu levatel. We can't be mevatel one shem because of the other shem. We can't say going to be likened at mishal. That means the shem, the pasuk, the din, that's mechayim moment. It's going to be batel legamrei. So that can't be. David Shosha can't say that. She'en came when the whole thing was one kasha zomam, it's one shem of kasha zomam. So I'm not going to be mevatel kasha zomam. I'm going to have kasha zomam. I have a linyan malchus, not linyan moment. So then we say that then Rameir agrees that this David Shosha is not in his like of ein mishal. That's what Tosfos wants to learn up Rashi's havana in where Rameir is saying. not so far away from what we said in the Mi'ira once upon a time. I don't know if we want to go back to that. It's really very carved to the way we learned Pshat in the Mi'iri at the end of the day, after we went through the various Mi'iris. The bottom line in the Mi'iri in Makas Tavdalet, the Mi'iri learns the Mishnah, learns the Meir, Karav Lezeh. The Meir is saying that the Chiyav of Malkus over here is not, it's not Vitzdiku, because Vitzdiku is Mimokim Kasha Zomim, so Vitzdiku with Kasha Zomim, that would be Kteri Shosa. You can't get Vitzdiku with Kasha Zomim. But Rameh holds, no, you like it for Lav Shem and Maisi, you like it for Leisane. Leisane and Kasazom, those are two Shemas. Remember, that was the Maskot in the Mir. It's very corrupt to what Tosis is saying now in Rashi. Without the fancy business with Vitzdiku, Tosis is taking Vitzdiku maybe different. But Al-Kaponim, it's a similar idea, that Rameh agrees that Shem Echad means that it's like one din. When the Malkus and the Mammon are coming out of one din, in the Mi'iri it was, you know, if it would be Vitzdiku with Kasha Zomim, and Vitzdiku is Mimokim Kasha Zomim, that would be one din. Then Rameh would agree that you can't be like him, that you can't be like him Mishalem, because that's called a Shem Echad. But since Rameh holds that you're like it for Leisana, you don't need a new parsha of Vitzdiku. You're like it for Leisana, because Rameh holds you're like it for Lav Shem and Maisa, so it comes out that the Lav, the Malkus, is for Leisana, and nothing to do with Kasha Zomim. It's not a Kasha Zomim, the Gedin. And therefore, the Malkus and the Kasha Zomim are two dinim, the two Shemus. So then Rameh says, you could be like Yom Mashalim. So Tosis doesn't have the Vitzdiku business. But Tosis is learning up in Rashi a similar idea, I think. And Rashi is saying that Rameh holds, there is a thing, it's not that Rameh denies Kteri Shosoi altogether. Rameh agrees that sometimes you have Kteri Shosoi. But you only have Kteri Shosoi when the Malkus and the Mammon are coming from one din. Kasha Zomim last in Ochav itself is going to be Mechayiv Mammon and Malkus. Where the Kasha Zomim itself, one din, is Mechayiv Mammon and Malkus, then Rameh agrees that you can't be like a Mishalim, there's Kteri Shosoi. But where the Mammon comes from one din, and Malkus comes from another din, the Mammon, like in Agam, like in Rameh's case, the Mammon comes from Kasha Zomim, and the Malkus comes from Leisane, so it's two dinim, two Shemus, two Psukim, Taisa called, two Psukim. So then, we don't say Kteri Shosoi, then forget, then we say, Emlon Ulevatel Posuk Echad Bifnei, So first of all, the whole svar needs a svar. So what's the difference? What kind of thing? What is this business? If it says the also, so what does it mean? Also. Is this some kind of a priori svara in Kimli Dravine? That you don't say Kimli Dravine if you're going to be Mavatl Pasach Echad Echad Nechaver? What about Misul Mammon? By Misul Mammon, Rameh agrees, everybody agrees. Where's the later Rabbi Ferish? Rameh agrees that by Misul Mammon, that Misul Pat is Mammon. I is two different Psilkim. Chiv Misul Mashal, Eloy Yosai. The Chiv Misul is because it's Le Sirtzach. And Shaitach Dama Odom. And the chiyuv mammon is for dmei blodus, for two different shemas, two different sukkim, nothing to do with each other, and yet misapat is for mammon. Over there, Rameh doesn't say ein lanu levatel posuk echad ulekayim hasheni. Why not? The Torah says lo yosin misapat is for mammon. So why over here, punkt, when it comes to malchus and mammon, Rameh has this svar over here that ein lanu levatel posuk echad ulekayim hasheni. I think akrochach. Taisus doesn't mean that there's some axiom that ein lanu levatel pasuk echad ulekayim hasheni, that you know you can't have kimeli ravine if one pasuk is going to come at the is going to be mevatel the other pasuk. Why not? Let the chips fall where they fall. If there's a din of kimeli ravine, there's a din of kimeli ravine. I think Taisus akrochach is saying that's not some kind of a priori svar. Taisus is saying. A havana in the drush of Kteri Shosoi. What is it saying, Kteri Shosoi? So Rameh holds Tosus Alibud Rashi Alibud Rameh. Remember where we are. Tosus is not going to agree with this in the end. But Tosus is imputing to Rashi a pshat in Rameh. The Rameh holds that the drush of Kteri Shosoi was only said when the Mammon and the Malkus are coming out of the same Shem. Then we say Kteira Shosai Mishim Mishu Achas Etem Echayv Etem Echayv Etem Echayv Etem Echayv. But where the Malkus and the Mammon coming out of two Shemas, then the Drosha of Mishu Achas Mishim Mishu Achas Etem Echayv was not said. No, it's a svara in the contours of the Drosha, in the grammar of the Drosha of Kteira Shosai. What's called the Risha Achas and what's called Shtei Rishoyas? Rameyer holds that Shtei Rishoyas means where the two Rishoyas come out of the same Shem. So then the Torah says Shtei Rishoyas. But where the Shtei Rishoyas have nothing to do with each other, one Risha comes from this Pasuk and the other Risha comes from the other Pasuk. And you want to say, oh, but it's Shtei Rishoyas, we have to only give him one Pasuk, not give him the other Pasuk, because that's called giving him Shtei Rishoyas. So there Torah says, no, that's not what it says in Teir Shosai. Ask what if this pasuk is going to come at the expense of the other pasuk? I want to suggest that maybe I would say it the following way, at least tentatively, that the Rameir holds that k'dei rishosay mishumish achas l'mechayvim l'mechayvim mishumshay rishoyes means you can't give somebody a double einish. The Torah said rishah achas, you give somebody a single einish, not a double einish. What's called a double einish? If it's one shem, one din is mechayev a double einish, is mechayev two things, that's called a double einish, and that's what Kteira Shosai is memaked, that from one din you can't get a double einish. From one, the Torah said one einish. The Torah said kashas zomer lasses la'ochiv. So this one din einish, one pasuk of einish in the Torah. You want that pasuk of einish to mean a double einish. Because since the Kasha Zomim was Malkus and Mammon, because it wasn't Meitzi Shema that they were coming to Mechayev, you want the Kasha Zomim Shem Mechayev two things. A Pasuk in the Torah is only Mechayev one thing. For a Pasuk in the Torah to Mechayev two things, that's a double Einish. It doesn't work that way. That's what it says in Kteira Shosai. You don't get it. You don't get Kteira Shosai. But if you have a Pasuk that's Mechayev Arisha, and the other Pasuk is Mechayev Arisha, the side is Mechayev Malkus, and Kasha Zomim is Mechayev Mammon, says her mayor, I'll leave it to Rashi, I'll leave it to Tosfos, says her mayor, that's not called Kteira Shosai. This pasuk is mechayev ishachas, and the other pasuk is mechayev ishachas. Why should this pasuk be? Why should I do just because I do one pasuk? Why shouldn't I do the other pasuk? That's not called that I'm doing a shteirish. That's not called that I'm giving a double einish. That's called that this pasuk is giving an einish, and the other pasuk is giving an einish. You can have ten pasukim, each one gives an einish. That doesn't rise the level of shteirish shoyis. If one din is mechayev a double einish, that's called shteirish shoyis, and that says in the pasuk of shteirish. That's our mayor's havon in the pasuk of shteirish shosoi. That's called shteirish shoyis. We don't give shteirish shoyis. But Shaykh by Misum Moman, it doesn't say up. It's not a pasuk of Shteiris Shoyis. It doesn't say anything about Shteiris Shoyis by Misum Moman. It says Lo Yosin that Misa Patas Moman. So Misa Patas Moman. End of story. Whereas Tosfos never said that it's impossible that by two psukim there should be din of kimelei d'rabbanei. If the Torah says that by two psukim there's kimelei d'rabbanei, so there's two psukim, so there's kimelei d'rabbanei. The Torah can do whatever it wants. Tosfos is saying that what it says in Shteiris Shosai, what's the content of Shteiris Shosai? What's called Shteiris Shoyis? The drush itself of what I like to call the grammar of the drusha. The grammar of the drusha of Kdei Shosai is that a din is mechayev one einish, not two. If you have two dinim, you can have two einish. That just happens to be what it says in Kdei Shosai. If it said some other way, then the din will be some other way. By Lo Yosin, it doesn't say it like that. Lo Yosin doesn't say anything about Shtei Rishoyis. By Lo Yosin, it says Misapat is Mammon. So Misapat is Mammon, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. How is that exactly Noveh from the Tosfos saying that a bittul of one entire pasuk is only as opposed to a bittul of only like part of a pasuk?
I think it means that's what it says in Kteira Shosai. It says in Kteira Shosai that one pasuk. One pasuk gets to be mechayev one einish. You're not going to do the full-fledged Kasha Zomim if you're only going to give him Malkus in that moment. So you're not really going to give him the whole scope of what he wants to do La'ochiv. So like we know what happened, it's not the full-fledged Kasha Zomim. It doesn't matter. But this Pasuk is Mechayev and Einish, and it doesn't get to be Mechayev to Einish. But if you have two different Sukkim, so the good.
That Tosfos is using this svar to indicate a preference in how to explain the drasha of Kteira Shosai. I could explain the grammar of the drasha in this fashion, or I could explain it differently. This svar in Tosfos is just explaining which way I want to drash in the pasuk. Then you can interpolate what grammar.
Yeah, the truth is, the point is well taken. I mean, Yoni is asking, you know, the Lashon of Tosfos, is the Lashon of Tosfos I'm not quite sure. The Lashon is still a little bit rough. But I still think that there's a hekuch here. Maybe we have to find some slightly better formula. I still think there's a hekuch here that the svar that Tosfos is saying, that Einu Levat L'Pasagecha L'Kayim Hasheni, he's not saying a global svar that we always apply. He's saying something about what it says in Kedei Rosh Hashanah. You know, in Lo Yosin it says differently. In Lo Yosin it says, we are about the one Pasuk and L'Kayim another one. The drasha of Kedei Rosh Hashanah just happens to be the contours of this particular drasha of Kedei Rosh Hashanah says that one pasuk is not mechayev a double einish. But if you have two different psukim and this pasuk is mechayev one einish and the other pasuk is mechayev the other einish, and you want to be mitzarif them and say, oh, but now it's a double einish, and therefore one pasuk should be we have to expunge one pasuk because we can't give a guy a double einish, that we don't do. Since the Torah gave separate psukim over here, so the Torah says, so that's not called k'teir shosa. That's not called k'teir shoyas. If there's two psukim, it's not like some kind of thing you can't give. One pasuk can't be mevatel. Can't be mevatel another. Maybe one pasuk could be mevatel another, but that's not what it says in k'teir shosa. That's not called k'teir shoyas. When the Torah says k'teir shoyas, it meant k'teir shoyas from one pasuk. When the Torah says k'teir shoyas, when it's two different psukim, that's not called k'teir shoyas. Maybe it's just preempting. Yeah, but let's learn out one from the other. You know, so the word shtei rishoyis means shtei rishoyis in one pasuk. But let's learn out from there to two psukim. Tosfos, no, it's not the same. When it's two different psukim, so each one has more weight. We're not mevatel one pasuk completely. But when it's two rishoyis within one pasuk, then each rish is only like has less weight. We're not expunging the pasuk completely. So put the two things together. The grammar of the pasuk is shtei rishoyis means shtei rishoyis in one pasuk. But why not? Let's make a binyan up. If the Torah said you don't give steirus shoyis from one pasuk, so maybe you shouldn't give steirus shoyis from two pasukim. Torah says no, it's the end of the diamond. Steirus shoyis from two pasukim, each pasuk has a demands to be fulfilled. So we can't be mevatel one pasuk lagami. So we can't extrapolate from a steirus shoyis from what the Torah said, which is a double einish, to two separate einishim. You can't give a double einish, but it's a good to give two separate einishim. We don't say well, we're just going to erase one einish. Each pasuk, each einish is a separate din, so we have to give. So we give both. So anyway, that's how Tosfos learns Pshat in Rashi, Pshat in Rameh. Interesting is, Tosfos in Makkos and Avdalid, asks a kasha on Rashi. There also, he brings this Pshat in Rashi. He explains Rashi along these lines. And he asks a kasha on Rashi. For some reason, Bayasi doesn't ask this kasha. But in Makkos, he asks the following kasha. Tosfos over there, and the Ramban also asked this kasha and Rashi. Very fascinating kasha. It has to do with the Gemara that we talked about once upon a time. The Gemara says in Bamitzia Daf Tzadik Aleph, I think it was, that a chaisim pipara is like a mashal. Somebody borrowed a para, rented a para, and he was chaisim pipara. He borrowed a para to be dosh, and he was chaisim the para, and he was dosh. So first of all, he gets malchus because like sachem shavadishoy. In addition, he has to pay the bialim the amount of food that the parah would have ordinarily been expected to eat while it was being dosh. But the pricing, he gives a shear how much he has to pay. So the Gemara asks, how could it be? You can't be like the mishal. So the Gemara has a few answers. One answer the Gemara gives, I think it's Abai, says, there are many Ramei are you like the mishal. Then the Gemara has another answer, Rav Amar Esten Asotara Filu Balimai, Rashi and Tosis learn means that even though yes, you can't be loikum shalom, but lotzus sedei shemayim is still chayav l'shalom. And the Brayis only means you chayav lotzus sedei shemayim. And Rashi has that tefis helps. That we talked about a lot. That after Rava's teretz, we're not going to talk about that today. And then the Gemara has the third answer, a papa Omar, that the reason why you loikum shalom is because the chiyav mamon comes before the chiyav malchus. The chiyav malchus is b'shas l'dishon. And the chiyav mamon is from mishas mishichas haparo. He was mischayev to the bialim that he's going to feed the paro when it b'shas l'dishon. So Mele is not bidna. So that's why he's like the Mashal. Those are the answers in the Gemara. So Taisus in Makkas focuses on the first answer, Abaya's answer, how many are Meiri? Says Taisus, it says in that Gemara, that according to a Meir, by Lysatsum Shabadisha, you like the Mashal? That Taisus, but it's one Shem. According to Rashi, a Meir only says you like the Mashal and by Shnei Shemus, when it's two different dinim, two different sukkim. But here, it's one pasuk entirely, Sachsum Shabbatisha, that's Mechayim Malkus and Mama. He says, it's a Kash and Rashi. According to Rashi, in this case, Rameir should agree that you're not like the Mashal. Rashi's whole Shita, the way Taisus is reading Rashi, is that Rameir doesn't deny Kneir Shasai altogether. Rameir agrees with such a thing as Kneir Shasai. He just limits it to a case where it's one pasuk, where it's one Shem. Like, you know, Kashazomim lasses la'ochiv. If the Kashazomim would include Malkus and Mama, then Rameir would agree that you'd be like Kneir Shasai. Or Mishal made a like it. Akapani would agree that this Kneir Shasai. So he says asks Taisus against the end, it's against that Gemara. The Gemara says that Abai said that by a case of Lisachim Shabbatishai, the Chiyav Malkus comes to Lisachim Shabbatishai. Where does the moment, the Chiyav Mamon come from? Also from Lisachim Shabbatishai. So the Chiyav Malkus and the Chiyav Mamon coming out of the same possum. And yet the Gemara says, how many are Meir? That according to Meir, there's no problem of Kneir Shasai. So you see there, Meir doesn't hold from Kneir Shasai at all, not even when it's Shem Echor. That's Taisus' Hasaga. Places kasha over there in Rashi. The Ramban also has this kasha. So very interesting and lechora very strange kasha. I always thought that the chiyuv mamon in that Gemara when you chaisin pipara doesn't come from the pasuk of lesachsum shabadisha per se. Lesachsum shabadisha is not a chiyuv mamon. The issue of lesachsum shabadisha is even with your own shor. It's not like a pasuk, you know, Chaim Shnayim Shalom. It's not a pasuk of Tashlumen. It's a lav, and it's a lav in the Torah like any other lav. L'sachshon Shabbatisha. You can't be chaisim. Your own shor when you dosh your own tool. It's not a chiyuv mamon. Stam and Issa. Where does the chiyuv mamon come from? But the Rabbis of this says the chiyuv mamon. So I thought the pshat is the chiyuv mamon comes from the fact that when he's meishik the bara, when he bars the bara, and since everybody knows that this is the Torah l'sachshon Shabbatisha, so he's ablik. So it's built into the tnoim of the sheila. To the terms of the Sha'ila that he's going to feed the par of B'shas Tadisha, because we're all Orthodox Jews and we know that's the way it works. So Mele, it comes, it's his chaimus to the Baila, but it's not a chiyuv mamon that says in the pasuk L'sachsum Shabbatisha. And L'chor, that's implicit really in the Gemara itself in Rapapa's teretz. Rapapa says that that's Rapapa's answer, that the chiyuv mamon comes from B'shas Mashicha and the chiyuv malchus comes B'shas Tadisha. That's the nice where Papa answers. So maybe we'll say that Taisa and Rabban are learning that Rav Papa is saying an additional chiyuv. That's why Rav Papa is a new answer. Why didn't Abai and Rava answer like Rav Papa? Maybe Taisa learned the Gemara that the Gemara lechatchila thought the chiyuv leisachshon shabbatisha, the chiyuv mamon is b'shas disha, because it comes from the pasuk leisachshon shabbatisha. Rav Papa is answering, and that's talking kimeli dramini. For that, as far as that goes, we should say that he's like ve'enim mishalim. But Rav Papa is saying, but there's another chiyuv mamon. Because b'shas mashicha, it's also built into the she'ela that he has to provide food to the par. So it can't as direct. You know, maybe from a papa is not really sure. And again, maybe we could say that's why the other amiram don't agree to a papa. A papa is saying a chiyuv noisuf. We're saying this is probably how Taisa Nirman. I imagine this is how Taisa Nirman learned the Gemara that Rav Papa is coming from a chadish a new chiyuv mamon. The regular chiyuv mamon somehow says in the pasuk, but it needs a hesber. It says in the pasuk of l'sachsum shabadisha, and therefore the Gemara thinks, oh, it's b'vasachas, it's kimle d'ramine. And Abai says, how many are Meiri? And that's what Taisus is talking about. And then Rav Papa says, you're right. There really should be Eino Leikav, Eino Mishalem. The Malkus of Yeshiv Pater from the Chiyuv Mamon of Lesachshon Shetishoy. But there's a new Chiyuv Mitzad the She'elo B'Shas Mashiach is Chayiv B'Zayn Yisrael. That's probably how Taisus learned. But nonetheless, it's a Chiddush. The Lesachshon Shetishoy is a Chiyuv Mamon. It's not a Chiyuv Mamon. Lesachshon Shetishoy is Chayiv. We saw a Rishon that says Beferish. I don't know if anyone remembers. The Ravid, very good. The Ravid learns the Gemara. The Ravid learns that's Pshat and Rava's Teretz Esnim Nasa Torah Filu Bar Limud. Not like Taisus and Rashi that it's Lotzus Veshemayim. that Rava's teretz is Esn Nasa Torah Vafilu Baal Imoy means that since the chiyum moment here is not a chiyum moment that the Torah put on him, but it's a chiyum moment that he was mechayiv himself. Kimlei b'derabmanei was never said on a chiyuvim that he's mechayiv himself. It's the Rava's side. We got mileage out of that Rava. Rashi, once upon a time. A kaponim, you see the Rav Yitzchak learned it. It's not a chiyuv, at least Sachsen's tradition, it's not a chiyuv moment, it's a chiyuv malchus. And apparently, Tosis also not the way. Tosis and the Ramban, they apparently learned that it's not true. And Leisachsen Shoevadish, it says a chiyuv moment. I think Tavon is. I think you have to say that apparently Tosis and the Ramban, they understood that in Leisachsen Shoevadish, the Torah is saying that when you dosh with the poro, you mechuyuv to feed it. So first of all, Torah is saying an Isser, Leisachsen Shoevadish. But in the Yisrael Leisachsem Shobadisha, it also creates a chiyum moment. Because the Torah is saying, Leisachsem Shobadisha, that when you dosh with the parah, you have a chiyum to feed the parah. With the tefillah that it's being dosh. And therefore, that if the parah belongs to you, that doesn't translate into a chiyum moment, of course. But if the parah doesn't belong to you, then that translates into a chiyum moment. In Leisachsem Shobadisha, what does it say in Leisachsem Shobadisha? That you're not allowed to be dosh with the parah and be chaysimit. Which means, like the other side of the coin, first of all, that you're not allowed to be chosim it while you're being dosh, because you're preventing it from eating, and that itself creates that you have a chi of mammon b'shas disha to feed the parah.
Tosfos says in the first place.
That what?
That the inference to tell you the chi of mammon.
What's the lesson of Tosfos? I don't remember them. I think saying that is a teretz for Rashi already, no? I don't remember. Wait, let me see the text. He's addressing a different question. He's asking, how do I know the chiyum moment? That isn't Leisachsem used up for an asara? He says, not used up for an asara, because. Yeah, you may be right. Maybe that's what he's saying. The tashlum and the mele nafka, he's busy with a different issue, but you see, just the same as Lashon. The tashlum and the mele nafka, the payment ain't a shai lachsen, dinu she yeshala mashri yulecha lo isa shah. I mean, that's not explicitly what he's setting out to explain, but Mitaychaloshin, you see this far. I think that's Mukhuch in Taysin Arman. It's a Marduk Achidish in Leisachsem Shobadisha. That in Leisachsem Shobadisha, it says not only in Israel, but it says a Chiyam Moment. So Mela, they ask, Taysis asks from this on Rashi. If that's the case, if Leisachsem Shobadisha is a Chiyam Malkus plus a Chiyam Moment, so how? What's a Bais Teretz? How many are Meir? Meir only argues by Shnei Shemes, but by Shem Echod. Meir agrees that we say Gdeir Shos, the way Rashi learns Meir. Lo Yashem Mevi'i. So what's a bais teretz? How many are married? But here it's Shem Echad. And Tosfos rejects Rashi's pshat mikoyach this kasha. So why didn't Tosfos by us ask this kasha? So Yechelanu loymar that Tosfos holds, or we could ask the question differently: Why isn't it? You know, what are we going to say on behalf of Rashi? First of all, what are we going to say on behalf of Rashi? And secondly, Tosfos by us doesn't even ask on Rashi. Why does Tosfos by us not ask on Rashi? So the other echad we could say, maybe Tosfos by us is chaylik on the whole premise. Maybe Tosfos by us holds more al derech deraivit, that leisachsem shavadish is not a chiyum in the first place. The chiyum is from the ischayvus of the shayla. But I was thinking, maybe even if Tosfos accepts the premise that leisachsem shavadish says a chiyum, still he held that it's not a taina on Rashi, because Tosfos learning pshat and Rashi, at least the way I said, I wanted to explain it before, that the pshatin, what Rameir is saying is that Ketei Rishosi says, what's the difference one pasuk and two pasukim? Because Tosfos is saying pshat in the drasha Ketei Rishosi, in the content of the drasha Ketei Rishosi, is that we don't give somebody a double einish. So one pasuk, one din can't be mechayev a double einish. If it's two different pasukim, that's not called a double einish. This pasuk is mechayev one einish. The other pasuk is mechayev another einish. And what the two psukim? Why should I bring them together? Well, why should one pasuk come at the expense of the other? This pasuk has its einish, the other pasuk has the other einish. But one pasuk can't be mechayev a double einish. So maybe the reason why Tosfos over here wasn't fazed by this kasha l'sachsum shavadishai is because even if we'll accept that l'sachsum shavadishai also includes a chiyum mamon, but you can't call it a double einish. The malchus. Because even if it's true, l'sachsum shavadishai, it says over here that there's a chiyum malchus for being chaysim shor, chaysim pi para. And it says also there's a chiyum mamon that you have to feed the para when you're being chaysim it. But the chiyum mamon over here is not an einish for being chaysim the par. Even if we accept that l'sachsum shavadishai creates a chiyum mamon, but what's the chiyum mamon? Is the chiyum mamon a tashlumin, a recompense for having been chaysim pi para? What does it say that in the Torah? What it says in the Torah is when you're a dosh with the para, feed it. And don't be chaysimit. Maybe we understand that if you are chaysimit, so then you didn't give it the you didn't give it the moment that you had that you're obligated to. You didn't give the bialim the moment that you're obligated to, and you have to make it up to him. But the content of the it's not like the mashal kefil. Kefil is a chiyuv. If you steal, you have to pay kefil, or even a heishiv. If you steal, you have to do a heishiv as exela. So that's an einish. It's an einish moment. I mean, I'm not saying it's a knas, but it's a. But it goes into teirus shasa, you know, or any kind of chiyuv shulchayim moment, any kind of chiyuv moment goes into teirus shasa because it's a risho. V'itzdikus atzadik v'yeshuas arosha. Somebody comes to Beis Din and he was kara shirayim shulchaveroi, wanted mechayivim moment. That could go into teirus shasa. That's a risho. It's a chiyuv. It's an einish moment. For being mazik, you have to pay an einish moment. The Torah says an einish moment for being mazik. Over here, the chiyuv to pay the bailim. Certain amount of tefuah to the para, is that an einish for being chaysim pipara? Not an einish for being chaysim pipara. It's a chiyuv to feed the para b'shas tadisha. Which, if you don't do it b'shas tadisha, then you have to make it up later. But the etzem, what the chiyuv moment that says in Torah over here, is a chiyuv to feed the para b'shas tadisha. So it says in Torah, even if we accept the Tosfos' premise that in Leisach and Shabbatisha it says the Chiyum Mamon together with the Chiyum Malchus, but the Chiyum Malchus and the Chiyum Mamon are very different in nature. The Chiyum Malchus that it says in Leisach and Shabbatisha, the focus is on the Loi. If you do the Loi, if you don't be, if you are Chaysin Pipara and you violate the Yisra Leisach and Shabbatisha, so you get Malchus. The Chiyum Mamon that it says over here in Leisach and Shabbatisha is not if you're chaysim people, if you're chaysim shabbatisha, then you have to pay the bialim up what you were machzir. We just say that in Torah. If anything, what it says in Torah is like sachan shabbatisha is that when you're being chaysim apara, don't refrain from giving it food, from allowing it to eat, and that's a chiyuv to feed it b'shas tadisha. I mean, meila mashmi. If you don't do that, you have to make it up because then you like any other chiyuv moment that you didn't do when you were supposed to. But the chiyuv be'etzim is a chiyuv to feed the apara b'shas tadisha. That's not an einish moment. So maybe you can't call it a double einish. It's not a double einish. The malchus is for having violated the sachshav shavadishay. The chiyum mamon was not to be chaysim it, defeat it, b'shas tadisha, which you didn't do, and now you have to make it up. It's not mitzarev to be called a double einish. So maybe that's why Tosfos over here doesn't ask that for Hasoga and Rashi, because Tosfos understood in Rashi the vorder emeir is we can't give somebody a double einish. So sachshav shavadishay by no definition is not a double. It happens to be that the guy has to pay malchus and mamon. He does have to pay. He has a chiyum malchus. And he has a chiyum mamon, but according to a mayor that there's a vodah where you need to have a double einish, it's not called a double einish, and therefore the rabbi says how many are mayor. According to a mayor, this doesn't fit into k'teir shosh. K'teir shosh means a shem echad can't be mechayim a double einish. It's not a double einish. Anyway, let's go on to Tosfos. This is a lot here in Tosfos. Tosfos says ve'ein yira l'ri. The Ri is chaylik on this ukimta, on this case. The Ri says he doesn't think, once again, according to Rashi, the way Tosfos explaining Rashi, the Meir says that when you have malchus and woman from one shem, from one din, then the Meir concedes that the exterior shas. That's why the Meir is at pains to say shiloh Hashem. It's two different shemas. The malchus and mamon are two different shemas. Because Rameir is implying, wants to tell us, I don't deny k'teir shosah. I just deny it over here when it's shnei shemas. But when it's shem echad, I agree there's a din of k'teir shosah. What's the case of shem echad that's k'teir shosah? What's the case of a shem echad that's mechayim malchus and mamon? So Tais had one case. Tais was able to come up with one case of a shem echad, one din that's mechayim malchus and mamon, that we should apply with k'teir shosah. That's the only case we have. where we have one din that's coming to be chayav malchus and mamon. I mean, you have the din of Hashem itself is chayav malchus and mamon, but the Torah says it's chayav malchus and mamon. So go do something in that. The one case where Teir Shosse could apply them to one din is by an Eidim Zoymimim and a Moitz Hashem. So the Torah is saying, or Meir, there I agree, you're not like a Mishal, because that's a double lineage for one din. Says to me, it's not Mishal, that that's true. He thinks that in a case like that, where Eidim Zoymimim were coming to Mechayiv and Moitz Hashem, since they wanted to Mechayiv and Moitz Hashem and Malchus and Mamon, so Teir says he thinks that the emphasis is that they're also Chayiv Malchus and Mamon. And therefore, the whole pshat falls apart. That's the reason, son. Anybody remember we've talked about this kash in the past?
Why later on, where when they could tzichas to Rabbi Meir, why can't that be a sign?
We'll come to that. Stam a kash direct on the re. I think that's not a kash so much on the re. That's a kash on. The kashan of Chaim Teretz for a few steps ahead. So what's the kashan? The Rish says he thinks it's the whole thing that's natural. If Eidim Zoymimim were coming to Mechayiv somebody Malkus and Mammon, they were coming to Mechayiv and Moshe Shema, since they were wanting to Mechayiv him Malkus and Mammon, says the Rish, they get Malkus and Mammon too. Even though they said, despite Teretz Shosri, the Rish says Teretz Shosri you can't apply. Because since kashan Zomim is Mechayiv Malkus and Mammon, so you can't say over here Teretz Shosri. This is what they wanted to Mechayiv Yenim. So Rabbi Craig asked the kasha, Yeshua I think also asked it, from the Gemara Sanhedrin. I said, I had in Daf Tes. Anybody remember it? So this is already a clue. What? The Gemara said, what? Yeah?
The Gemara says that the Edom Zomen are. First says Misa Mamlazeh, and then it says the Edom Zomen was Amurga and Misa and Mamun, but doesn't say Malkus.
Is that the same Gemara? It's that Sugya. But the one over there has. But the Gemara over there has a case like this. The Edom Zoymim wanted Mechayev. Edom came and they were made about a woman that she was Mizana. So they were coming to Mechayev for what? Misa. They should see that she was Mizana. But they're also coming to Mechayev and Mom and that she should be Mavsa Ruxuva. And then they were Huzum. So Lechayev, they should be Chayev themselves Misa Mom. Says the Gemara, no. They're Chayev Misa, but they're not Chayev Mom because Lo Yosu Misa Pata's Mom. Says Rabbi Kveger, what's going on? The Rebbe over here says that whenever you have Edom who wanted to chayev somebody misa malchus and mamon, even though there should be a din of Teir Shosse, but since they wanted to chayev that person malchus and mamon, so the svara the Rebbe says is that they should get malchus and mamon themselves, and that overrides Teir Shosse. So why is it different over there? It's misa mamon. They wanted to chayev somebody misa mamon. The woman would have gotten misa mamon. She would have gotten killed and she would have lost the ksuma. So Edom, so Kasha Zomim should be mechayev them also misa mamon. And the Gemara says Beferish is not true. They get Misa and they don't get Mammon. So here also they should get Malchus and not Mammon. That's Rabbi Kreger's kash. This comes along Rav Chaim and he says a Teretz. We also had this once upon a time. Says Rav Chaim. Anybody remember what Rav Chaim says? Oh, so he said there's two Rav Chaims. He says it differently in two different places. But let's go with the simpler of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says that there's a difference between Misa Mammon and Malchus Mammon. He says Malchus Mammon. Oh, sorry, Misa Mammon. He says Misa Mammon is a din that Misa Pata's Mammon. We understand that. I mean, that's possible. The din that Misa Pata's Mammon is a din that Misa Pata's Mammon. Malchus Mammon, says Rav Chaim, fundamentally is not a halacha that Malchus Pata's Mammon. V'haraya, sometimes Mammon Pata's Malchus. Moshe Rav Yochanan holds that Teir Shosse always works, some of we have a smichus, that Malchus Pata's Mammon. But we have two exceptions, Chayil B'chaveri Nimzayim, with Teres is B'feirish, Kenyi Nosun Boy, and Yad B'yad, that you pay Mammon. So the din is, by Chayvel and by Edom Zoymim, where you pay Mammon, so do you get Malchus? No. Chol Mashal Menei Nelekim. That's the Mishnah. Why? Where does it say in Torah that you don't get that they're potter from Malchus? Kedei Rishos, so he ordinarily means Malchus Pata's Mammon. Here we have exerced a chosav by Chayvel and by Edom Zoymim, they pay Mammon anyway. So why are they potter from Malchus? They should have Malchus and Mammon. Stam a pasuk pshatot. I mean, this obvious question. Just stam a question. Not a kasha. Just pshat in the gemara. Right. Rav Yechon holds in Teresh Shossi. It says ordinarily Malkus patas from mamon. By chayvah the chayyir doesn't. Malkus does not patas from mamon because the Torah says by mamon kenyan nosin. So there's a kasuv that you pay mamon. Okay. So there's a kasuv over there that Malkus doesn't patas mamon. So get Malkus and mamon. So now it works. Then no. Once you get mamon, then we turn the tables and we say, oh, if you have mamon, you can't have Malkus. So what's the pshat? Posh pshat. We all understand because the Torah says Teresh Shossi. And Kedera Shossi means you can't have both. You can't have Malkus and Mammon. So ordinarily you have Malkus and not Mammon. But in a case where the Torah says you have Mammon, then Kedera Shossi means the opposite, that you have Mammon and not Malkus. Yeah, that's Dvarim Shutim. Rav Chaim says, he takes that a step further, and he says, what do you see? You see that fundamentally Kedera Shossi does not mean that Malkus patas Mammon. It means that you can't have you can't have Malkus and Mammon together. That, of course, that results in a Ptur. I'm not denying that that results in the Ptur. But the Ptur comes from not that Malkus has in its nature that a Pata's moment. Rather, there's a halacha that a person can't have two chiyuvim. There's not room in a person to be soiva l'chiyuv Malkus and a chiyuv moment. There's not enough, you know, the town's not big enough for a chiyuv Malkus and a chiyuv moment. So Mela, you have to be Pata from one. Which one gets pushed away? Which one gets pushed aside? Which one is niftar? So that's ordinarily Rav Yechon holds Malkus. The moment it gets is the one that becomes that you come potter from, and in by Chayav the Chareidim Zayim, the Torah's Megala is all the way around. The moment the Torah says you have to have, so it's the Malkus, the Chiyuv Malkus that gets pushed asunder. But one way or another, the fundamental mechanism over here is not that there's a halacha that Malkus has to potter moment. Not true. Sometimes the moment potters Malkus. So it's not Malkus pattering moment. Misa patters moment. Lo Yosin says Misa patters moment. But Malkus doesn't say in Torah that Malkus patters moment. It says in Torah you can't have two. So Chidei Rishosu Rishachas. Two is mitah. There's also this, you can't have two chiyuvim. You can't carry two chiyuvim when we're talking about Malkus and moment. So really one gets displaced. But what it begins with is the fact that it's two. The problem is generated by the fact that it's two, and two is too many, and two is one too many. Two is a crap. Meila says Rav Chaim, what's the reason for? The reason says he thinks like by Adam Zaymimim, since they want him to chayv the guy Malkus a moment, they want him to chayv the Matsushema Malkus a moment. Says the reason it's misara they should also get Malkus a moment. Says Rav Chaim, what does the reason mean? Doesn't mean stam some kind of poetic justice that if they want him to chayv him Malkus a moment, they have to be with fair chayv Malkus a moment. That's not what the reason means. What the reason means is that it's not two. Because since it's all part of the kasher zomer lasis la'ochiv, the einish here is kasher zomer lasis la'ochiv. The kasher zomer lasis la'ochiv, he wanted to do to his ochiv a lot of things. He wanted to kill her. He wanted to give him Malkus rather, and he wanted to give him Mammon, the smotzi shemra. But it's all one chiyuv of kasher zomer lasis la'ochiv. So it's not two. Says Dari, he doesn't think that Kedera Shossi over here applies. Again, not because it's not fair or something. Kedera Shossi, the reason Kedera Shossi here doesn't apply because it's not called tre. This is not two chiyuvim. It's one chiyuv of kasher zomer lasis la'ochiv. So therefore, says the reason, he thinks she should get Malkus and Mammon. Because here, the whole p'tur that Malkus patas Mammon or sometimes Mammon patas Malkus, that begins with the fact that you can't have a double chiyuv, you can't have tre. This is not tre. This is one chiyuv of kasher zomer. If it's one chiyuv of kasher zomer and that chiyuv, it's not two chiyuvim, it's one chiyuv. Which is 50% Malkus and 50% Mammon. But it's one chiyuv. So the male is no tray, there's no problem. And you can get both. Masha Enkin says Rav Chaim in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about Misu Mammon. Misu Mammon is not a din of two. Misu Mammon, lo yosin, is halacha that Misa Pat is Mammon. So what difference does it make if it's one chiyuv or two chiyuvim? So in the Chanami, the Ri is right that it's one chiyuv. They wanted to chayiv this lady, Misa, for being mezana, and they want to be chayiv for a moment to be master or ksuva, and now kasher zomam says that they should be chayiv misu mamon, and that's one chiyuv, 50% of which is misa and 50% of which is mamon. Fine, so it's one chiyuv, but so what? But the misa shabai patas the mamon shabai. Where it's a thing you can't have two chiyuvim. This is not two chiyuvim. This is one chiyuv, 50% mamon, 50% malkus, 50% mamon. But by misa mamon, it's not a thing you can't have two chiyuvim. You can have one chiyuv. But if that one chiyuv has within it half misa and half mammon, then the misa pat is the mammon, because it's a din that misa pat is mammon. Ad kan Rav Chaim. So Chaim's Teretz for the real view. Yeah.
It's how does it help for Malchus Imam?
Why? Malchus Imam is the end of Trey.
No, the question in the case of Sanhedrin, why does it not see Malchus Imam?
But there is Misa Imam.
It's Misa and Misa Imam and Malchus Imam.
The second case.
The
second case. The second case.
Holding enough in that Gemara. It's probably two Eidlius over there, the Malchus Imam.
The Eidi Av.
What?
The Eidi Av are also Kuzam. So the Eidi Av are Mazim Eidi Abal, and then they are Kuzam themselves. So what are they?
The Eidi Av were Mazim the Eidi Abal. The Baal but Eidim that she was Mazanis. So those Eidim wanted to be Mechai from Misu Mammon. Now the Eidi Av came and they were Mazim. They wanted to be the Baal Malchus. They want him to have the Edim Misa.
The Baal also Mammon.
And the Baal Mammon for the Ksuva. So they want him to have the Baal Malchus Alst. They want him to have Baal Knas. They want him to have Malchus and Knas. And then they were Huzum. It says that there's a din of Teresh Osa.
The Gemara says Misa is a Mammon was Esa. They get Misa and Mammon. There's no mention of Malchus.
Okay, I don't know. I thought that I'm not holding it there. So I don't know. Come back and tell me. The stammer of Chaim has a. Maybe I should take a look at the Gemara. We're running out of time. I don't remember now. So we'll go through the go through again. Bring back the report. So anyway, that's what Chaim's aside. So two questions I want to ask on this Rav Chaim. Maybe we'll stop with this and then we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Maybe then we'll have seen the Gemara Makkos. But question number one, it comes out according to Rav Chaim that Misu Mammon and Malchus Mammon are mamish two different worlds. Misu Mammon is a din that Misa Pachat is Mammon, and Malchus Mammon is din of Trei, and not just an abstract distinction. But it's a distinction that has a concrete nafgamina. Lagabi in Rameir, Lagabi Kteri Shosa. And not only in Rameir, maybe it has a concrete distinction, Lagabi Kteri Shosa. If Adam Zoymim wanted to hire somebody in Misa Mammon, so they can't get Misa Mammon because Misa Pat is Mammon. If Adam Zoymim wanted to hire somebody in Machishem or Malchus Mammon, then they could get it because that's not called Trey. Because Malchus Mammon is fundamentally a din of Trey. So Misa Mammon, Malchus Mammon, they have this fundamental difference between them in their the din of Misa Pat is Mammon, Lo Yosum, and the din of Kteva Shosai, the Malchus Pat is Mammon, in their fundamental nature, are very different. This is din of Misa Pat is Mammon. This is din you can't have Trey, and Ka'omer with a real nafgamina, L'gabe Edom Zoymim. When Edom Zoymim wanted to hive somebody Misa Mammon, so they don't get Misa Mammon, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because Misa, you can't have Misa Pat is Mammon. But Malchus Mammon, Edom Zoymim wanted to hive somebody Malchus Mammon. But like Tosis's case, says the Ri, as Rav Chaim explains, then they could get Malchus Mammon because it's not called Trey, and Malchus Mammon is a din of Trey. So Chara, the Gemara later on in Daflam Zayin asks, why do I need a pasuk for Misa Mammon and for Malchus Mammon? Why don't I learn that one from the other? Say we Misa Pat is Mammon, Malchus Pat is Mammon. Say we Malchus Pat is Mammon, Misa Pat is Mammon. The Gemara makes a trichasa. The Gemara Daflam Zayin. I says, well, if I only knew Misa Mammon, so I would say, because the Ibn Neshama, but Malchus Mammon was no Ibn Neshama, maybe not, maybe there's no din of Teresh Osai. And if it only said Malchus Mammon, because lechom risura yaval misumam, and maybe shtaki get to enshim. The kitzur, the Gemara there has a tshicha. So why are we a pasuk for misumam and another pasuk for malchus umam? Both ways, a tshicha. So why can't we malchus umam for misumam, and a tshicha. So why can't we umam and why can't we the other way around? According to Reb Chaim, what do we need a tshicha? So fundamentally, it's the two different worlds. Misumam is a fundamentally different than the malchus umam with different rules. This is halacha of Ptur, and this is that misapat is mamon, and this is halacha of Trey. So fear of Chaim, it's very strange. The whole Gemara, the Gemara makes a tshicha, so it's mashma that they're on the same, that they're similar in nature, that they're both dinim of Ptur. Now the truth is that really that Gemara is shver even without Rav Chaim's lamdasha distinction. Because even if put Rav Chaim aside. You know, this din of Ptur and this is din of Trey. Even without that, Rav Chaim, it is true that there's a very basic difference between Misa Mammon and Malchus Mammon. That's Mamish Mukhuch. And namely, that Misa Mammon is a one-way street. Misa Pathas Mammon. Malchus Mammon is a two-way street. Sometimes Malchus Pathas Mammon and sometimes Mammon Pathas Malchus. Usually, according to Rav Yechon, Malchus Pathas Mammon. But by Chayvul Lechaveri and by Adam Zayimimu, the Torah says Yad to Yad, and then can you know somebody with Zechia Mammon, then Mammon Pathas Malchus. So anyway, the Gemara Dachlam is Zayin Asher. How can the Gemara make it? Why does the Gemara require it? Shrichasa? I need a Shrichasa, otherwise I could. Of course, let's say I could learn out Malchus and Mammon from Misu Mammon. Let's say the Shrichasa would not be true. From Misu Mammon, I could derive Malchus and Mammon. But I could derive Malchus and Mammon only in one direction. I could derive from Misu, that Misu Pathas Malchus, that Misu Pathas Mammon, maybe I could derive. If not for the tshichas, so that Malchus also patas Mammon, but never in a million years could I derive that Mammon patas Malchus. So how would I know? B'chayim b'chayim and imzayim with Torah says the chiyam Mammon. How would I know that the chiyam Mammon patas from the Malchus? For that I have to have a pasuk for Torah Shoshu. You can't have two. So the Gemara Daflam Zayin is sure even with Arav Chaim. Chaim maybe makes things worse, but the Gemara Daflam Zayin is sure all by itself. Very intractable question. What does the Gemara need a tshichas for Daf Lamed Zayin? We see in Asugya that Kederish Shosi works in both directions, and Lo Yosin, as far as we know, only works in one direction. Lo Shemanu Me'olam, then Mammon Patas from Misa. Lo Yosin says that Misa Patas Mammon. Chayr for that Gemara, we have to say Echad Min Hashnayim. But either way, Chayr is not like Reb Chaim. We have to either say that Misu Mammon also fundamentally is also two directional. It's bidirectional. Even though the Torah says Lo Yosin that Misa Path is Mammon, but somehow we understand that fundamentally what that means is you can't have the Chiyum Misa Mammon because it's too much. So there's no case where the Torah actually says you pay Mammon anyway. But Lo Yitzur, there will be a case in the Torah where you have a Chiyum Misa with a Chiyum Mammon. And the Torah gives me exeris a kosher the Yechayiv Mammon, then the Mammon would part it from the Misa. There is no such case. But Lo Yitzur, there will be such a case. So maybe in a Chanami, the Mammon would part the Misa too. In other words, maybe Misa Mammon also goes in two directions. Even though it's not the Lashon of the Torah. The Lashon of the Torah is very Bechidish, because maybe I understand it by Malchus and Mammon, because the Lashon of the Torah is Geris Shosai. So Deir Shosli is vector neutral. Or I don't know, but Deir Shosli doesn't say which direction we're going. Then we have other Giluyim, Samachle, and so on. So when the Samachle doesn't work, so we can turn it around the other way. But in Lo Yosin, it says, Misapat is Mammon. So Mechatesh, it could go the other way around. But we'll say, maybe that's like a Svara, that we understand when the Torah says, Misapat is Mammon, the idea is because you can't have both. So which one should you have? Shteken Torah, Lo Yosin, Misapat is Mammon. But Lo Yitzur, there would be some case in the Torah that the Torah would be Megala, the Zechiyah Mammon anyway. It doesn't happen to be, but Lo Yitzur there was. Then it would work the other way around, and Mammon would Pat the Misa. So therefore, Misa and Mammon and Malchus and Mammon are still fundamentally the same. And then Mordach Lama Zayin would be good. That's one possibility. Or I say another possibility. This I just heard from Rav Yaakov Drillman. That's a safer in Marcus, and he has his whole sheet about this, the whole pilpul. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about it later. But he wants to say that Malchus and Mammon really is not two-directional. It's a din that Malchus Pathas Mammon. Same way, Misa Pathas Mammon, Malchus Pathas Mammon. But by Chayvul Lechaveri, it seems to work the other way around. The Torah says, Ken Yinosin, boy, we have a drosh, this Chayim Mammon, and all of a sudden, the Mammon Pathas the Malchus. So he says, no, that's not the pshat. Malchus Pater's Mammon. But where the Torah is Megala is a Chiyah Mammon, so our Korachit is a Gila, there's no Chiyah Malchus. Because if there would be a Chiyah Malchus, the Malchus would Pater the Mammon. It says in Loi Kenyan Osinboy that by Chayim B'Chayim is a Chiyah Mammon. So our Korachit, the Torah is being Megala over here, that for Chayim B'Chayim there's no Chiyah Malchus, at least in the case where there's a Chiyah Mammon. Because if there would be a Chiyah Malchus, the Malchus would Pater the Mammon. But it's not that the Mammon is Patering the Malchus. But the Torah is Megal, it can't be a Chiyah Malchus over here because you have to because the Malchus would be in the way of having a Chiyah Mammon. But the Yisayda Dover, it's Malchus Patering Mammon, not the other way around. Because it always works, Misa Pater's Mammon, Malchus Pater's Mammon, and so. Kach Lei Kach, but L'chor in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, basically what I'm doing in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin is I'm saying either, you have to say that appearance is notwithstanding, Misa Mammon is also two-directional, or appearance is notwithstanding, Malchus and Mammon is also one direction. So either way, pick your poison. But either way, L'chora, it doesn't work with Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim's whole yisoid is that there's a fundamental difference between Misa Mammon and Malchus Mammon. Misa Mammon, Misa Pater's Mammon. And Malchus Mammon is a din of trei. That's very hard to work with the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. That's one problem, one objection to Reb Chaim. But then, L'chora is another objection to Reb Chaim. Let's take a look back at the Tosfos in the top of the Amud. Taisus is talking about the Gemara before about Shekhen Yeshman Sar Chomer. Back in Ulo, Shekhen Yeshman Sar Chomer. The Gemara says, Shekhen Yeshman Sar Chomer, Shekhen Yeshman Sar Kal. And Taisus said, what is that? Every matzah in the world does have it. Why don't we ask, Shekhen Yeshman Sar Chomer or Shekhen Yeshman Sar Kal? So Taisus said, Tup Shotam, the Re and Rabbeinu Tam. The Re said, what does it mean, Shekhen Yeshman Sar Chomer? What? Mishun. Mishun, Sar Chomer, Mishun. And Rabbeinu Tam says, what does it mean, Shekhen Yeshman Sar Chomer? That Adam Zayimimim have the same tzarchomer as Chayvul Bechaveroi, because if Adam what's the tzarchomer of Chayvul Bechaveroi? It's Chayv Bechamishadvarim. Adam Zayimimim will be made, and a Chayvul Bechaveroi would also be Chayv Bechamishadvarim. So Mele Adam Zayimimim and Chayvul Bechaveroi also have a tzarchomer. Then at the end of Tosfos, Tosfos says Bechem Perakam and Demakas the Dalad and Beis, the Yolof makes a shemer of Adam Zayimimim the Lav Shemer Meisa Loikan Olof. Rabbi Yehuda learns out over there from a shemer and Adam Zayimimim that you're Loikan a Lav Shemer Meisa. And the Gemara over there asks, first of all, everybody asks, how can we have from Mitzvah Shemra? He's like it, it's like a Mishalim. So the Gemara says, well, Adam Zayim Yechiach. The Gemara says, Adam Zayim Yechiach. They ain't Shechem Asra. No, first of all, it says, right, ain't Shechem Asra. Then the Gemara says, but Malat Sarah Shavish. So, okay, Chayim Lechaber, the Gemara says, but it's like a Mishalim. Again, we want to learn out from Mitzvah Shemra and from Adam Zayim. Rabbi Yehuda, where's that from? Mitzvah Shemir, Adam Zayimim, that you like in a lav Shemir Meisa. Fekim or Malah Mitzvah Shemir, Shekein like in Mishalim, Adam Zayimim Yechiach. Malah Adam Zayimim, Shekein Eish Shichim Hasra, Shekein with a Chaver Yechiach. Fekim or Malah Tzara Shavah Shebehem, Shekein Knas, Rabbi Yehuda holds Adam Zayimim is not a Knas. Then the Gemara asks, Malah Tzara Shavah Shebehem, Shekein Yesh Bim Tzara Chomer. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda Tzara Chomer Loi Parach. So Tosfos is bothered. The same question he has over here. What does it mean, Tzad Chomer? There's no such thing as Tzad Chomer. So Tosfos says, Uporach Ma'ala Tzad HaShovah Shem Shken Yetzim Tzad Chomer. What does that mean? Says Tosfos, Yesh Tefarish Ki Hochel Rebbeinu Tam Rebbeinu Yitzchok. Whatever the Re over here says, he'll say over there. And whatever Rebbeinu Tam said over here, Rebbeinu Tam will say over there. So that means, according to the Re, the Lerb Shat and Nakamar also, that they have a Tzad Chomer Meshunah. That Loike Meshalim and Ein Shicha Masro is a Tzad Chomer Meshunah. And what's Rebbeinu Tam going to say? Same thing he says over here. That hey, just like Rebbeinu Tam said over here, that since Adam Zayimim, if they were made in a Chayil v'Chaveri, they'd also be Chayim and Chamisha Dvarim, so they also have the Tzad Chomer of Chamisha Dvarim. So the same thing over there. If Adam Zayimim would be made in a Mitzvah Shemra, so they would, it was like a Mishalim, then they would also be like a Mishalim. So therefore, Adam Zayimim would share the Tzad Chomer that they're like a Mishalim. That's the Tosfos. You have to unpack it, because but that's what he says. Now, in a way, Tosfos Shitosa. That when Adam Zayimim are made in a Mitzvah Shemra, it says in this Tosfos that Tosfos is telling me that they're like a Mishalim. Just like Mitzvah Shemra is like a Mishalim, so Adam Zayimim who are made in a Mitzvah Shemra are also like a Mishalim. That's Mamar's like the Re says by us. That's the Chiddush of the Re. Otherwise, who says it's true? Adam Zayimim are made in a Mitzvah Shemra that he should be like a Mishalim. So Mitzvah Shemra is exactly the Kosovo that is like a Mishalim, but for Adam Zayimim we should say they're a Shosa. So it says in this Tosfos that it's not true. Rabbeinu Tam's going to say over there, that's a pshat in Tzad Chomer. Tachom over there means that Edom, that when Edom Zoymim are made and a Motzi Shema, so just like the Motzi Shema himself has a din that is like a Mashalim, so the Edom Zoymim and a Motzi Shema are also like a Mashalim. So the Pshutoi, that Tosis is Lishitosoi by us when he says Ve'enir Lirik, that the Reed thinks that Edom Zoymim, not like he said in Rashi, that Edom Zoymim and a Motzi Shema are like a Mashalim. So that's the good news, that the two Tosis are, they're Lishitosoi, they line up. But Lefir of Chaim, the way Chaim explains it, why is it true? Edom Zoymim made a Motzi Shema, so why is the Edom Zoymim attack like the Mishal? What happened to Be'er Shosef? Why is it different than the Gemara Sanhedrin? So Chaim explained, because the din of Be'er Shosef can have trey. Here it's not trey, it's one Einish of Kasha Zoma. That's how Chaim is explaining Taisus. So the Kasha is, so then it's not a Sad Chomer. The Tzad Chomer of Motzi Shemra is that Motzi Shemra is immune to the din of Kederi Shosa. Yes, it's true, and the facts are that Edom Zoymim and Motzi Shemra also are like Yom Shalom, but not because they're immune to the din of Kederi Shosa, because by them it's not two Einshim. So it's not Trey. So it's not that they don't have Kederi Shosa. This just isn't the case of Kederi Shosa, because they're Einish, since they're what, like Rav Chaim explains, it's not called Trey. It's 50% Malkus, 50% Momen, but it's basically one Einish. So that's not. So why is that called the Tzad Chomer? You see from that Tosis that that's not the Hesber. Not like a Chaim, but the reason why Edom Zoymim of Yerolokim Shalem is not because it's not Trey, and they're immune from Kederi Shosoi. It is Trey, and it is Kederi Shosoi, and they really should not be Yerolokim Shalem. Rather, it seems to be a din, that since Motzi Shemra has a chumra that is like a Mishalim, so Edom Zoymim is, and says Kasha Zoman, they get the same chumra. That's a tzad chumra. Yesh dim tzad chumra. Motzi Shemra, the Torah says that there's a chumra that is like a Mishalim. And Edom Zoymim, and a Motzi Shemra, because the Torah said, Vasis Mel Kasha Zoman, Lassus La'ochiv, so Taisus holds, at least Rabbi Natan learns, that they also have the tzad chumra. They get that tzad chumra of being immune to, that's part of Kasha Zoman. That is, since they wanted him a chayiv, the Motzi Shemra, Malkus and Momen, and that's a chumra that you could be chayiv Malkus and Momen, and the Torah says Kasha Zoma Lassus La'ochiv, so they also have that chumra, and that's Tzad Chumra. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Malat Tzad Shavishim Shken Yeshman Tzad Chumra. That Edom Zoymim were made on a Motzi Shemra, they get the chumras of a Motzi Shemra. One of which is that he's Loikum Mishal, so that's why they're also Loikum Mishal. Some of, if that's the case, that's the Pshat over here as well. Not like Avchaim that it's not there Shosai because it's not Trey. It is clear Shosai. But since the Motzi Shemra has a chumra that is like a Mishalim, so that's the din, Sheken Yeshua and Tzad Chomer, that the Edom Zoymim and a Motzi Shemra have the chumras of a Motzi Shemra, and therefore they're also like a Mishalim. Chorez Mukhuch, that's the Pshat over here in Tosis. If that's the case, then Hadda Kushu Duchta, what do we do with the Gemara Sanhedrin? The Gemara Sanhedrin, they want to be made about somebody that she should be Chayim Misa and Mamun. And the Gemara says, the Pharisees, they're not like that by them, they can't get Misa and Mamun because Lo Yosim, Kimli Rabbinate. Why do we say they should have the same chumras of the woman they were made on? Okay, we'll get back to tomorrow.